Over the river and through the woods to Studio B we go. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
And this is Aaron.
Hey, buddy. How was your week?
Good. Aside from the snow and rain and everything last week, it was all right.
Weather came and went, and now it's Christmas season upon us.
And weather's coming again.
True. It is going to snow and snow and snow until March. That's how we're going to roll. Let's see. Any Christmas plans?
Out of town on Sunday.
Yeah.
Weather permitting.
True enough.
How about you?
We are actually, for the first time in 10 years, not traveling for the holidays.
Wow.
This is, 10 years. My four children are going to wake up on Christmas morning at their house with a tree and Christmas presents. Probably they've been good, so I assume they're on the right track for Christmas on Christmas morning.
You haven't checked with Santa lately, or
the elves on our shelf have reported nothing but good things.
Okay.
So far, so good. So I am actually really, really pumped. No travel, weather
wake
outside.
Wake up in your jammies. Go to just hang out in your jams all day.
Hang out in pajamas. Open presents. Watch football. Watch basketball. Nap probably. Yeah.
On Christmas Eve or Christmas Day morning?
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You talking nap or you talking? I can say yes. I could nap.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Holidays are good this year. A lot of sports. A lot of presents. Lots of snow. Very excited for all that.
Yeah. Sports. Yeah. What kind of sports?
Football and basketball.
Oh wow.
We have football. You know, there's a season going on.
Really?
Minnesota Vikings once again have won. They won 39-36 in overtime.
In case you didn't know, and I'll put this in there, they were down 33-0.
Fact.
At the halftime.
Mm-hmm.
33-0.
They were down by 29 points in the end of the third quarter.
They're up. Yeah, they had scored a little bit, like a field goal. But
largest comeback in NFL history. That is pretty impressive once again. Kirk Cousins, 460 yards, 4 touchdowns. I think we can now say that he is the quarterback of the future for the Minnesota Vikings. I think he's there for a very long time.
In his
Wrangler jeans and really sweet holiday sweaters.
Well, at least he's wearing sweaters.
Fact. Yeah. He's a pretty dapper dude.
I heard that there was a dentist that actually said they'll do the grill for him.
Nice.
Yes,
why not?
Oh, God, no.
We just talked about if you won the lottery. Well, as a professional athlete, every day could be the lottery. You could get grills. You could get a pet unicorn if you can find it. Yeah, man, if you're a pro athlete, buy it. Get it.
I don't got nothing on that.
Yeah.
It's the like I said before, it's the drunkest, most special team ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
But, you know, they're going to keep winning. They've won 10 games by a score or less, which is also an NFL record, and they still got a couple games left.
Yeah, and the games they lost have been just horrendous.
Yes, they've got beat.
And that's why they're at the -1 point differential.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't talk about them anymore.
They're the number two. They're the number three seed. They are going to play the Giants at home next week, this coming week, and then a game against the Packers at Lambeau Field, which is going to be kind of like against the Bears. Might be the last chance to get Aaron Rodgers if you're a Vikings fan. So they should be favored for the rest of the year. They're going to be 14-3 going into the playoffs in theory.
And they're going to be the most lowly rated team in the playoffs.
So
especially for number 2 if they keep the number 2. Oh my God.
So the question becomes it's either Super Bowl or they get an F for the season. Is that correct? Is there they had a pretty good year but they didn't make the Super Bowl.
It's like the Jets.
Sure.
Nobody thought the Jets would be where they're at right now. Well, they're in a horrible spot. But, I mean, nobody thought the Vikings would be where they're at either. With a brand new head coach, and that whole everything, you know.
Sure.
You never expect a first-time head coach to turn things around that much.
So you give them a pass this year. Let's say
maybe
it happens sometimes the Vikings fail in the playoffs hilariously again. So if that happens again this year, we're going to say we'll get them next year.
Well, if you're a Viking fan,
yes,
you say that every year, no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be disappointed. I mean, I'll go. Too bad. We could have, but nobody's beaten the Eagles.
They looked really good.
They're going to look good this weekend, even if Hurts doesn't play.
Sure. Yeah, they just keep winning.
Nobody. That is what the Eagles are. What Minnesota should be. If they had their stuff together.
Doesn't it sort of feel like every team in the NFL is looking at the Eagles and saying, yeah, if we did our stuff how we're supposed to, we're going to be the Eagles.
The right way.
Yep.
You know, they drafted Hurts, second round.
Sure.
You know, they traded up for A.J. Brown, gave him a weapon.
They've drafted wide receivers.
They're not doing it the L.A. Rams style where they put everything and give up the next 4 years of draft, you know, because we could see what's happening with that.
Yeah, it didn't look good. Watching that Packer game, were watching some really disappointing football.
Yeah.
The Rams won the Super Bowl last year, and watching that team, you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know watching that game that last year the Packers were 13-3 and one of the best teams in football. It was pretty rough to watch.
And honestly, as a whole,
yeah,
it's been really weird year. You know, the Jags.
Sure, they're pretty decent to watch.
They've come around. I mean,
the Lions have been decent to watch.
That took them several years.
Many rebuilds to watch. To be
Chicago next year is going to be because they have draft picks this year. So it's been weird. I mean, yeah, the Packers are at the bottom of the list. Tied. They're better than
they're theirs. Very middle of the road.
I never thought I'd see that.
No,
because I figured, they'll draft the next successor. No, they haven't. But it's all over. I mean, the Jets are decent. The Rams suck.
Seems like there's four real bad teams, four real good teams, and then about 20 teams that are all sort of interchangeable.
Yeah.
I guess that's a natural transition to the Packers one also, 24-12 against the Rams.
Because they have to win every game and have some help.
Yep, once again, we're on that. They've won two in a row. They got to win the rest of their games to have a puncher's chance. You watch that game, it's a Monday Night Football game. The Packers have been on primetime a lot this year.
Yeah.
They just don't pass the eye test as a good team. They run the ball a lot, and they have a great quarterback, not a great defense. All year, it hasn't been fun to watch. When you watch, say, the 49ers.
Right.
They're fun to watch. That offense and defense, hammering, just hitting people, and a real creative offense with a lesser quarterback is very fun to watch. You watch, like you said, the Eagles. They're fun to watch. I can't believe the Vikings are fun to watch, but their offense is they move the ball.
When they're clicking,
it's
fun to watch. When there are,
Or when you watch, say, the Dolphins, and you will watch the Dolphins coming up this week. Packers go against Dolphins. Packers Dolphins noon on Christmas Day
at Miami.
Miami is a fun team to watch.
That was a good game against Buffalo.
They've got a young, exciting head coach. Who is a Matt LaFleur, Mike, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, they all coach together. Their offense is real fun to watch. It is a spread offense, and their speed all over the place.
Their defense is just, they're the number one, I believe, defense right now. Those guys move.
It will take some real, I will be very impressed if the Packers win this game upcoming Sunday.
Yeah.
It feels like now you could say that's a playoff team. At that point, you've beaten some good teams. You beat a playoff team at their place. They're needing to win out. You go Dolphins. I believe they go Dolphins, Packers, Lions to finish the year.
You mean?
Or Dolphins, Vikings, Lions. If you're the Packers. So, I mean, you got to win. You got to figure Packers, Vikings, last game at Lambeau.
It'll probably come down no matter what every year, no matter what the level of the team is, that game is always just knocker. It's a slobber knocker.
If you're looking for a build the legacy, if you're an Aaron Rodgers fan, say, and he can run the table these last 5 weeks, beat the Dolphins, beat the Vikings, beat the Lions to make the playoff, I mean, it's the greatest season that you could have if you're an Aaron Rodgers fan. If you're a Packer fan, you make the playoffs. But you know, like, you make the playoffs as a bad team, only to get crushed by, I'd assume, everyone in the playoffs.
Yes,
that's not a successful season. It'd feel good to sort of forget about that year.
Yeah.
by the end of this, whether they finish a game over
it'd
or
be like a Vikings normal Vikings season. We get in the playoffs and then we're done.
This feels like a Vikings season if you're a Packer fan. It really it
welcome.
I liked watching it from a distance. Yeah. I didn't as much now that we're in it.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, they're still just a C plus B minus team.
They looked a little better.
Sure.
But it was against a team that sucks. So they're going to look better.
You should look better. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If you didn't somehow beat the Bears, you somehow didn't beat the Rams the last couple weeks, then you're talking a clear, well, we should fire everybody. We should just start over and but they did. They won. So
yeah.
we'll keep talking.
And it won't happen until offseason. No matter what happens, I think Aaron's going to play all the way through the year, rest of the year.
We've got a long offseason and still regular season. To get unexcited about the Packers, but we're going to keep talking about them because they're on TV and
we're
sports fans. That's how it rolls.
We're in Wisconsin.
More fun, better things to talk about sports fan. More better and gooder.
Great.
1,000%. Badger basketball. I know I said before the season doesn't really start till after Christmas for a lot of that stuff.
Yep.
But Badger basketball is now ranked 17th in the country.
Oh, really?
They've gone from 22nd to 17th.
Nice.
They've won 4 in a row. They are 2-0 in the Big Ten. They beat a Lehigh University.
Who?
Lehigh.
God bless you.
Lehigh, maybe. They're a very small school. They are not a Big Ten school, but they won 78-56. Jordan Davis played like his brother Johnny Davis, scored 14 points, hit a bunch of threes. Tyler Wall and Stephen Kroll were the best players on the court, also the biggest players on the court, 6'8 and 6'10.
Are those the Lakeview boys?
Those are, I want to say one Tyler Wall. I think both of them are Minnesota boys, actually. You might, I think we talked about that.
Last week.
We did. Next, they got Grambling in Western Michigan. They play on the 23rd, Thursday? Friday. And then, so they're going to be 11-2, ranked 15th or so, starting into conference play. That's a great spot for the Badgers. They're going to be an NCAA tournament team. You're going to see them on ESPN. That's good. That's good coaching. That's good recruiting. They're a really good program. They're expected to be a little better, and they are.
Good.
So right on track. Badger football. They are playing Oklahoma State this week in the very illustrious Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. They are 6-6. Badgers are favored to win by 3, but with coaching changes and their quarterback transferring, Graham Mertz decided to transfer to University of Florida.
Okay.
So they will not have their starter.
So it's just kind of a Pro Bowl game?
Really? A lot of these...
Nobody's ever really going to do much and...
A lot of times now with the transfer portal and people sitting out for bowls, these bowl games almost feel like the start of next year.
Oh, I got you.
Because if you're a guy who might get drafted and you've declared for the draft, you're not going to play in this bowl game. You don't want to get hurt. If you've transferred out to go to another school, you're not playing. You're not enrolled in the university anymore. Right. You're not playing. If you're a coach who's left for a new program. So a lot of these guys are, well, let's see what we got for next year. Let's let these...
It's like a preseason game.
Kind of sort of feels like a preseason game. Yeah, I'm sure it's great for the players. You get to go to, a nice city for a weekend. You get some nice stuff. You get treated well.
It's not like the championship.
No.
Like the Rose Bowl.
All these bowl games... All these bowl games feel like toss-ups unless...
It's about money.
And, they're on ESPN. That's exactly right. You'll see a stadium... Half full.
I'm sure Wisconsin gets kickback on that one, the rates and all that stuff. So.
Wisconsin does you travel well for bowl games. Turns out people from Wisconsin want to go to Florida for the holidays because it's nice there. So yeah, it's
all money. That's all it is. Let's be real.
And then let's see, Badgers also football team.
Did they get a quarterback
Speaking of transfer portal. Yep. They lost to Graham Mertz, and they picked up a Nick Evers. Nick Evers.
I've actually heard of him.
That's interesting. It was the number 8 rated high school quarterback coming out of college. One of the top dual threat, like real fast, has a great arm, was originally going to go to Florida, decided to go to Oklahoma. Their quarterback transferred to USC and won the Heisman. But the guy who transferred, they had another transfer who came in, won the starting job. So he will be 4 years of eligibility.
Nice.
He's a top 150 recruit. He's highest rated. Graham Mertz was a top 30 quarterback coming. Okay. You know, he was good.
Yeah.
These guys are top 10. There hasn't been a in the big. If he went, you wouldn't be surprised if a guy like this would have gone to Michigan, no. Ohio State, Penn State. He's a top of the line recruit. So big showing, big upgrade next year for the Badgers up to quarterback.
So, something like that. On a side note, so is he already in, or is he can't do nothing until the next year?
He won't be playing in the bowl game.
That's
nope.
all. No.
No. Okay. With the transfer portal, they've changed the rules for transferring where you have one free transfer as a college kid now.
Yep.
You don't have to sit out a year, which is fantastic because, you know, if you don't like the school, you shouldn't have to go there.
Right.
There's good money being paid to these athletes now.
Legally.
Yes, legal money. For their names, image, and likeness, they are being paid, which... good. They clearly should be.
Yeah.
So a lot of these guys are following the money. So where they get recruited to as freshmen probably might not be where they end up 4 years from now. But yeah, with an improvement in the coach and the quarterback next year, it's raised the ceiling for the Badgers. Guys like that bring talent.
Like we've said before, it's all about the recruiting. So if you're winning,
yes.
You have that culture that's winning.
Yep. If you win and you play, you will keep these players happy, and they'll stay and they'll keep playing.
Alabama.
If not, they'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then you're as a coach, your job might be in jeopardy. But no, that's a big get if you're the Badgers. That's a big get.
Good.
Yeah, that's going to help the team. You're going to see guys in a big improvement. If they were a 6-6 team this year, anything short of say 8-4 feels like a downgrade.
Right. Okay. On a side note of college football.
Absolutely.
I'm probably going to start following the Colorado with Deion Sanders.
I am super excited.
I want to see what he does.
Yeah, me too.
Because I watched him with Jackson a little bit here and
there. Did you watch that game?
Some of that stuff that he's been doing, and it's just like, dude, it's good.
He's got a...
Not only a Hall of Famer as a player.
Yeah.
What do you think? 5 years will be in the NFL?
I'd hope so. He feels like he's got that track, but he's got that personality and the offense, and he's a recruiter. Although, to be fair, you know what I'd really like is a guy like Deion to stay in college forever. He feels like that a face of college football no longer has to be Nick Saban. Wouldn't it be nice if it was Deion Sanders?
That's the reason why a lot of people thought he should have gone to Auburn.
Sure.
That would have been major.
But if you go to Auburn and you fail, you're not the face of college. If you go to Colorado, you're probably not going to fail. They were 1-11 last year, Colorado. So, yes, side note, I'll be very much...
So it's like the Drew Brees at Purdue.
Yeah, he's going to be better. 100%, they're going to be better, and they're going to be on TV a lot.
One of the best things is his recruiting, but Deion is into the social media.
Yeah.
And all the social medias, he's really prolific, proficient in it, which means he can relate to all these kids. That's the biggest thing. It's like... Zimmer in Minnesota, I think that ran its course because he couldn't really relate to any of those younger kids and everything.
Deion's got to be in his 50s, right? But he feels like a young 50-year-old versus
maybe 40s, I think.
Yeah, we could have researched that. We're not doing that.
I am.
But he's a younger guy, and he's got his son is the freshman quarterback for his team. So I'm sure having a young son has kept him up to date with social media and. Yeah, I will be rooting for Colorado.
You're right, by the way, 55 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But a young 55. He could pass for in his 40s. Mm-hmm. I would like to do a song, Aaron.
Oh, here it comes.
Can we do one Christmas song? Normally, I do a sports song, and I started down the pathway of sports and music, and we're getting closer to playing Lil Jon. very close to playing Final Countdown. We're going to do a Rocky...
Final Countdown, Europe.
You know, it's on Rocky IV, which technically is a Christmas movie because the fight happened on Christmas morning. I know. But I've decided to go with, stop me if you've heard this one before, Jingle Bells by Skid Row. This was voted.
I might have heard this before.
I voted originally for something else. My children outvoted me 2-1 and went with Jingle Bells by Skid Row. So if you could pop that in, and when we get back, we can talk a little bit more.
Yep.
About the world of sports.
Okay, here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
wish list.
That was Skid Row.
Nice. I'm glad we didn't
Jingle
swear.
Jingle bells.
Good on us.
Yeah, we didn't swear.
Yeah.
Sorry, the amateur producer is not doing it right.
You do have a lot of buttons on that board, to be fair.
Yeah, true. Before we get moving here, don't forget it is the season of giving. We're in the middle of that. It goes from now until the 31st of December. Donate to win, so you can win yourself a nice WDRT winter knit cap made in the USA, Wonder State Coffee gift card, Nordic Creamery gift boxes, and $1,000 cash grand prize. Donate five, get a grand.
And whoever donates the most money, I will high five. Yeah, yeah,
but
I saw the look in your eyes. I'm going to high five them. Yeah.
All you got to do is just go to the website, WDRT.org, or stop by the studio here at 311 South Main Street, Viroqua.
Stop by. Give. Give till.
Okay. We got we've got about 5 minutes left.
5 good minutes.
Yep.
Spirit of the holidays, Aaron. I'm going to do something. We're going to call it a Christmas wish list. I'm sure you've seen them from your children or made one for yourself throughout the years. Generally, you write what you really, really want.
I haven't made a wish list for myself in, I think, since I was, 14?
Mm-hmm. Did you get everything on your list when you were...
Never.
Never. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Well, in the spirit of that, as a sports fan, I'm going to give you a wish list for the teams that we locally support, give or take. I'm going to start with the Packers.
Yes.
Christmas wish list this year.
Yes.
Less talk about the team, more talks about wins and losses. It seems like we've spent the entirety of the 18 months, it feels like, with Aaron Rodgers talking about, is he going to retire? Who's going to replace him? Who's the right coach for the system? Does he have the right players? At a certain point, I'd really like to talk about just wins and just losses. I guess that happens when you're an average team. The wins aren't that exciting to talk about, and the losses just seem like they should happen. But I'd really like to spend the next year just talking about wins and losses. They were a 13-3 team last year. And we didn't talk a single thing about retirements until this team started to struggle. So I'd like to spend next, my wish list is less talk and more wins, more losses.
Mm, good
luck
with that.
More football. Hey, you know, that's why it's a wish list.
Yeah. Until Aaron Rodgers leads that team,
we
ain't going to have
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. You're probably right.
Probably.
So Vikings, would you like, if you were a Vikings fan, what is on your wish list, short list?
I mean... We already talked. I mean, make sure he's... No, that's going to happen, so I'm not worried about that. I just want a defense.
You would like a defense?
Yeah.
You'd like a defense circa like...
I mean, if I say, can I get a new defensive coordinator, then we're going to go right back into the Zimmer, Rick Spielman, like, let's get a different person every year. I don't know. Defense should be rocking.
Sure.
It's a little older.
Yeah.
So I would like them... The obvious one for a lot of fans that are not Minnesota fans would be, don't you want a quarterback? You know, we've went through this already.
The numbers say they have one.
Yeah, yeah. So, defense. Give me some younger defense guys that fly all over. I mean, we do got those guys. They're just an IR.
The draft is coming.
Yeah, I know.
There's always an offseason. If I was a Milwaukee Brewers, I would like a high-priced bat that actually produces. Brewers have not spent a lot of money in free agency, and when they do, they don't spend it correctly. They are a middle-of-the-road payroll team. You add about $20 million, which is one good player. I would love to see an improvement there. But it's felt like that's been a wish list for years and years and years with the Brewers. It's going to be one more bat. Also, they got to sign Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff. Those are their two pitchers. They are both $30 million a year pitchers in their prime, which tells me that the Brewers will sign neither of them. But I'd love to see it. If I was a Brewers fan, I'd love to see them bring real talent and keep it. Let's see.
Here, how about my wish list for the Twins?
Sure.
I just want to go see a game in the new stadium.
I haven't
been there. I've had friends that have. They love it. It's a great stadium, they say.
That's a nice area. So, that's a good drive. That's worth checking out.
So this season, that's my wish list, is just go see one Twins game.
Get there.
Yeah.
Please get there. Can we go to a baseball game together? That'd be good times.
I want to go to a Brewer-Twin game?
I would love that, actually. Let's talk about that off the air. That seems like something we should pursue.
Because we got like 2 minutes left to talk.
2 minutes. Badger basketball, I would like to see a healthy season. I've watched a couple of Badger basketball games now. They're a veteran team. They're full of sophomores, juniors, and seniors, but they're not a deep team. I would really love, if they're healthy, they're a team that's going to be the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I as they have been pretty much my entire adult life. They've been good. So I wish them health, basically. For Badger football, the wish list is that the players who are coming and are as good as advertised.
Or the coaches?
The coach is as good as advertised. He's National Coach of the Year last year, which that kind of pedigree and bringing in the offensive coordinator they brought in was the assistant coach of the year this year for North Carolina. Incredible numbers they put up on offense. So that's my wish is that the ceiling, they can reach that ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's our time, give or take. Just a quick reminder, if you want to look for us on the DRT website, we now have a bio on there.
Yep.
And a link to past shows.
Yep.
This will air Friday at 9:30 in the morning. After that, you can find this on Spotify, Tales from the Bleacher, View from the Bleachers. Yeah, I named the show.
Yes,
I should know what it's. I should
you
know
should.
It's. I'm literally staring at the title right now.
It's all right.
So come find us. If you like the show, keep listening. If you don't, just listen anyway. It's a wonderful, wonderful show.
And how about send us an email if you want something we haven't talked about?
Yes. If you can think of something that we haven't talked about, music we haven't played, just anything along the lines, get a hold of us and we will listen. Thank you very, very much. This has been this is once again, Aaron, our best show.
And also, Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.